Hey, what's up, podcast land? Bipolar Trucker coming to you from Hotlanta. Cruising around 285 on my way to... Where the fuck am I going? Oh, I'm going to West Palm Beach. Hopefully it'll be nice and toasty when I get there.
Just how awesome would it be to need to wear a pair of shorts today? Man, that would be a great fucking break from this cold ass weather that we've been experiencing the last couple days. Man, it... Oh yeah, I remember what I was gonna tell y'all. So, my pipes froze because we forgot to turn the heat lamp on that keeps them thawed out. And apparently that's a fucking problem when it's like 12 degrees and shit. They froze up solid. Fortunately, my baby's mama to the rescue because I was out on the road. She took care of it, got everything thawed out. And as far as I know, it's back to normal. Water fucking flowing. But anyway, pretty excited to be headed down south, man. I've got a... Just really want to get this week done, though. Turn around and get back to the house. I'm supposed to talk to my daughter's class. They're having a career week or month or day or something. And talk to them about truck driving. Well, hey, I wanted to take some time out and talk about my own mental illness. And that's what it is. People don't like to use that term. It's scary. But you know, having bipolar disorder is not easy. But it is manageable. And I'm slowly but surely learning how to manage it. And you know, one of the reasons why I record these podcasts is really just to, I can kind of get something out there that therapy, you know, that it's kind of therapy for me just to talk about situations, to acknowledge that these things have happened in my life. Hopefully somebody hears this and realizes that they're not alone, you know, that people make mistakes. You know, as a society, we're quick to write people off. You know, this guy's made 5 major mistakes. So let's write them off. You know, there has to be a clear path to redemption. But we don't take care of our mentally ill people. I saw a Doug Stanhope bit one time where he was talking about how you put people into 2 classes. You have mentally disturbed, and then you have mentally challenged. Meaning that if somebody has Down syndrome, we take care of them, and we don't judge them. We, as society, we watch out for them, and we try to help them. Whereas mentally disturbed people basically get thrown away. Their parents get tired of dealing with them. And, you know, I do understand that people continuously throw a wrench into your plan, your life plan, by stealing from you and doing things that hurt you. I get it. You don't have to just sit there and take that, you know? You really don't. But I think that as parents, we have to be aware of what's going on with our kids. And try to recognize these things, and maybe we can get counseling, medication, whatever, at an age where it might help. You know, once somebody gets thrown out into the world and they don't have the tools to cope, they end up getting felonies, misdemeanors, all that stacks up. And they stay on paper to be put into that revolving door of a jail system. And that's really all we have for people. You know, it took me maybe 38 years, 39 years maybe, 38, I don't know, before I even thought about that there might be something wrong with me. And if I wasn't married to somebody that had some sort of life experience that involved people with mental illness, it probably would have never, ever occurred to me that I was making a lot of mistakes because my brain wasn't functioning correctly. And I didn't have the tools to deal with these things, to cope with these things. And don't get it twisted. There's no excuse for mistreating people. There really isn't. But all mental illnesses are different, you know. I mean, when people have that are schizophrenic, and they're not on their medication, you can't expect them to react normally to any situation, you know. But I can expect people to take care of their children, people to look for signs that there's a disturbance going on with somebody. And the thing is that the education wasn't there. You know, when I would do crazy shit and lie about it, my mom just made excuses for me because she loves me. But she didn't know that there was anything that she could do for me. She had no idea. She just thought that if she loved me and she made sure that I ate and a lot of times had a place to be, and eventually I'd snap out of it, I'd grow up, you know. But that all gets thrown to the wayside when somebody has to be in their 30s, you know what I'm saying? It's a little late. Nobody gives a fuck about your 30-year-old child. And that's just the cold, hard reality of it. But, you know, there's ways that I've found that I can cope with my own issues. The first thing is I have to be honest with myself. You know, even though I have this disorder, I know right from wrong. So I have to be honest with myself. I can't make excuses for myself. And I have to hold myself to a standard of action. If I tell somebody something that's not true, I have to be in this situation where I have to go back and right that wrong. I have to say, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that like that. I guess I was trying to avoid conflict, and I'm sorry. And you would be very surprised how far that goes with people. It doesn't go as far when you're saying I'm sorry because you robbed somebody, or you know what I'm saying, you did some life affecting shit. You know, that I'm sorry, like, how many of those you're going to get. But, I mean, just simple shit. And everyday shit. I mean, I would find myself trying to avoid conflict. And, you know, I'd lie about whether I spilt something on the counter. You know? And that's crazy. That's crazy. I'm a grown fucking man. But, you know, that guy, the guy who used to do that, that's not the same person that I am now. But that person still exists, and I have to know that. And, oh, by the way, I know that you can hear the background noise because I'm driving a semi. This mic is pretty fucking good, considering. But, I'm gonna have to figure out, find another mic, and, really have to figure out how to edit this shit and adjust the audio. It's probably gonna take a little time and a little money, but, I'm gonna get it right for you, so hang in there. I'm gonna keep putting out content as is, just because I need to talk about some of this shit. Sometimes I just need to tell a silly story or a crazy story, you know. Well, let's just be honest, man. I spend days and days all by myself, and having this disorder, that shit starts to put you into a state of mania, or it starts to put me into a state of mania, and I have to keep my reality in check. And this actually really helps, just talking. Talking to my ex-wife, my current girlfriend, that helps the most, because she's well aware of my situation. And, you know, the cool thing about it is that she loves me for the person that I am, but she doesn't give me any leeway on my bullshit. She calls me on it first chance she gets. And honestly, that's how you have to deal with somebody who has these type of problems. You know, you have to, if they think that they can make excuses and continue their behavior and then rationalize it through the means of, hey, I have this disorder, and so you have to allow for me to do that. Well, that's not helping anybody. It's not helping anybody. So, anyway, back on track here. You know, being honest with myself is super important. Having honest people around me, people who support me, and like I said, they don't give me a lot of leeway for bullshit. Becoming a you're manic, okay? It's like you're on a drug even when you're not on a drug, okay? Everything's accelerated, you know? It's like you took your fucking personality and threw gas on it and lit it on fire. I mean, everything's amplified. Everything. And it's hard to find reality in that sometimes, but you can, and it's there. I've been able to do so. As of late, I've been able to, I've been able to recognize it. I could never really recognize it before.
get myself to a place where I felt like I was on top of the world. You know, I mean, I can tell you some stories about, you know, some real delusional fucking thoughts. I mean, actions, not just thoughts. I mean, delusional actions. But I am not delusional right now. I know who I am. I know what my faults are. And I know what I have to do on a daily basis. But I'm learning. Like, I'm literally learning how to be an adult as an adult. As an adult with three kids and a wife, ex-wife. You know, but I'm learning this shit as a fucking grown man, and it is hard to swallow sometimes. It's hard to swallow your pride and admit that you have a problem. But you know, let's see. I said you have to. So you have to be honest with yourself, and you have to have people around you that will be honest with you as well. You know, the next thing is that you really need some sort of therapy, and I'll tell you right now, because I'm a truck driver, I do not get the type of therapy that I need. I'm working on that now. There's some resources online where you can talk to a therapist via FaceTime, Skype, or what have you. And I think that's a good solution for me. And I'll keep y'all posted when I get something like that up and running and let you know how it goes. So, you know, really just being honest with yourself and having someone to be honest, someone in your life that's honest about where you're at, and therapy. I mean, I think those are the three major components, and I'm not even good at all of those, but I am learning to be good. I want to be better. I want to win. I want to make something of the rest of my life. I might have 20 years left to get where I dream that I can be. And it all starts here. It starts talking to you through this podcast. It starts at my house, dealing with my family, because one day I'm gonna die. They're going to put something on my tombstone, right? And I don't want it to be bullshit. You hear me? I want them to mean what they put on there. And that's it. And if the best they can come up with is nice guy, good husband. If that's all, if that's good husband, nice guy, great father, if that's all they can put on there because I accomplished very little outside of that, I win. Because that's what fucking matters. And, you know, we're all working on that tombstone. And that's all I got.